Welcome to Let's Therapy, where we get real and raw about your mental health, faith, and blended family. We're your hosts, counselors Scott and Vanessa Martindale. Now let's therapy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Let's Therapy. We are so excited to be continuing our series on narcissism. We are your hosts, Scott and Vanessa Martindale, counselors, married 10 years.
Yeah.
Doing our thing.
Doing our thing.
Having a good time doing it. But I love this topic because we just deal with it so often. Whether it's couples that we're coaching or counseling or even in our own family, we've all seen either A, narcissistic personality traits, or full-blown narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
And last week, we talked about definitions. We talked about how to diagnose some really specific things about the concept of DARVO and what those letters represent. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, kind of some coping skills and as it relates to, you know, the different scenarios that we face.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to point out first, and we were talking about this in our pre-production meeting, is by nature, we know we have a sin nature.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, you know, we can't do this on our own.
Yeah.
And we all are selfish in our own ways.
Yeah.
And so that can be represented in kind of that, in some beginning stages of just demonstrating narcissistic behaviors.
Yeah.
It's all about me. Mm-hmm. It's never my fault. Mm-hmm. I'm always attacked. I'm always the victim. And we can feel that way sometimes. That doesn't mean that we're always like that.
Yeah.
But it is kind of that prelude step to a deeper version of narcissism.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, last time we also, we gave out a cool resource by Dr. Les Carter, Surviving Narcissism. So he has a YouTube channel. But you guys, he also has a book where he gives key pieces of advice from the book. And we want to tackle those today, you know, in correlation as it relates to maybe you have a spouse that's has some narcissistic tendencies or even children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we deal a lot with that, especially with like older teen children, you know, like 18, 19, and adult children as well, especially as it relates to blended families. And so we're going to dive into that. And one of the things, Dr. Carter here, he has like 6 points that he highlights that have valuable insights and strategies with dealing with narcissistic individuals. And the first one is educating yourself. So, like last episode, we really wanted to just give a background information on what it is and that it is an actual disorder that can be clinically diagnosed. Understand that narcissism and its characteristics are crucial when dealing with, you know, people who have that. And what's great about Dr. Carter's book is that it provides a comprehensive information about it and its impact on relationships and strategies for coping.
Well, and what I really want to point out here, and there's a lot to learn, but understand that working in or being married or co-parenting or parenting a narcissist is not just about the negatives.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part to figure out is there's this concept of love bombing that happens beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the part that makes us feel so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes us feel needed. It is excessive. And I just kind of want to point out, like, if you're curious of what love bombing is a couple things. One, they want to get to know everything about you right away.
Yeah.
Okay? And they're really just dumping their personal details very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine any type of interaction you're having, whether that's with maybe it's when you first met your spouse or it's when you're first meeting your stepchildren or when you're meeting their ex-spouse.
Yeah.
So you're noticing like, okay, I'm getting a lot of personal information really quick. And you know when this is happening, you're like, okay, they're exposing personal details because they want connection. That's what you feel is they want. And they also, they want constant validation. So they're always asking you, you know, hey, do you feel that way too? So they're looking for ways that you guys are agreeing. They have intense declarations of love.
Yeah.
And it's usually very quickly.
Yeah.
And they want to pressure you to make a commitment as well.
Yeah.
And they're saying all the right things and they're really clingy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're over the top a lot of times and even in gifts or outrageous statements.
Yeah.
So this is what love bombing is. Now, to the normal person, to be love bombed is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it, I'm like, hey, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand that healthy relationships are about making sure that there's time invested, that the relationship is progressing and that these kind of exposure things are happening in a natural timeline.
Yeah.
But being in any type of relationship with a narcissist is not always the negative. It starts out very positive and can even come back to that at certain points.
Yeah, and typically, you know, they make good first impressions. So research actually suggests that people may initially be drawn to narcissists because they seem to possess a stronger self-esteem than they really do. And we talked about that last time. And it's a trait that people often appreciate. Like you know, women are typically attracted to men who are confident and know what they want, you know, and for men, it's vice versa. Or it could be that they really like more like meeker women, so to speak. And so, but, you know, they typically make very good first impressions. And, you know, a narcissist's desire to elicit admiration and praise, especially from potential romantic partners. And if you're beginning to date or blend or whatever that looks like, they often come across like charming and charismatic, and they have traits that can really rapidly ignite a romance. So it's typically relationships that move very fast, right? And narcissists are, they, again, it's those cycles and those patterns. A lot of these relationships are short term.
And that's because when it gets to like time for commitment, they run.
Yeah.
Like anytime there's accountability or commitment, they don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. And so you guys, again, going back to that first step, educating yourself. We talked about Dr. Les Carter's book, his website, his YouTube website, but also getting in with a biblical counselor, a therapist, or even a coach that can help walk you through like and process this through if you're experiencing this with a spouse or with a child. Hey, these are some of the signs and symptoms I'm seeing. I will say NPD is actually, it's really it's a disorder that it's relatively rare.
I think,
but there is selfishness. So there's a difference between narcissism and being very selfish.
It's probably the most common term, but it's also, it's
overplayed a lot.
When you have, I mean, I look at narcissism kind of on the level of like sociopath.
Yeah.
Like you really have this complete neglect over what your actions do.
Well, that's what it is. The difference lies in whether the person is periodically mean and self-centered or whether they consistently lack empathy.
Yeah.
They lack and have a disregard for hurting other people, whether that's physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
That's the difference. But I would say the next step that Dr. Les Carter talks about is setting boundaries. So you want to establish clear boundaries because this is essential when dealing with people that have this type of behavior.
Well, if you think about it, and I know a lot of like single parents listen to our podcast, and we're thinking about it in terms of like, what does setting boundaries look like? Well, you're really kind of setting the tone for how a relationship is supposed to develop.
Yeah.
And how it is naturally going to develop over time. And when we talked about this concept of love bombing, really what that's doing is pressing that timeline up.
Yeah.
It's pressing into the areas where we feel the most loved, but can also be the most manipulated.
Yeah.
So the boundaries not only exist in how you're getting to know somebody, and that really exists on whether you're dating or maybe you're just meeting, you know, stepchildren for the first time, or you're meeting the ex-spouse for the first time. You know, setting boundaries of what that timeline of that relationship looks like and how deep you're willing to go. Because remember, a narcissist can only manipulate who allows them to be manipulated.
Yeah.
So if you're not allowing that and you're setting those boundaries really clearly, you can kind of worn off what type of reaction you're going to get from a narcissist.
Well, and the thing too is that narcissists often try to cross your boundaries and they make unreasonable demands. So, you know, you have the right to say no and to limit your contact or your space, so to speak. And so you have to decide whether you're willing or not to tolerate, and you need to be able to communicate your boundaries firmly and respectfully, especially if this is in like your marriage or it's dealing with your children. You want to do it from a place of love, grace, and understanding, but also come from a place of being firm in that so that those boundaries aren't crossed and they're not guilt tripping you or intimidating you to change your mind or manipulate you.
I always think of those people who like get too close to my face when they're talking to me, like get in my bubble.
Yeah.
Like y'all know what I'm talking about. Those
like,
people
I can
who
smell your breath. That's too close.
That there's a boundary here that you need to step off. But I agree. I think that is huge. And again, we're talking about a topic that, you know, you don't really want to address. You're like, I want to be close to people, but I don't want to be hurt. And I want to be close to healthy people.
Yeah. So I want to hit the third point here before we, take a break and then come back for next week's episode. But practicing self-care, narcissist relationships, they can be emotionally draining. They're, you know, you have to be able to prioritize your self-care because that is vital to maintain your mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical well-being, you guys. You want to focus on your own needs and goals because narcissists can make you feel like you don't matter or that what's going on with you doesn't matter. If you're experiencing anxiety or depression, remember, everything has to revolve around them. So, but just remember, they don't get to define your worth or happiness. Remember, you have to have that self-care and you have your own needs that you need to take care of. If you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of, you know, your children or your spouse or family members. And so remember that taking care of yourself is vital and it's important so that you can feel fulfilled and joyful.
I can't think of anything more frustrating than trying to maintain a healthy emotional health and trying to change somebody who doesn't want to be changed.
Yeah.
Like it's the inside screaming that you would have to do and what that would do to you when you cannot get somebody to change their behavior or care about something that you care about.
Yeah.
So I love that you talked about self-care because it's massively important. It is the tool that you will need to not only stay healthy for your own spiritual and emotional health, but a lot of times for your children.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, whether that's getting them with a godly counselor mm-hmm. and or having a great community, not of people who are just bashing other people, but who are supporting you.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. I mean, really practice that care of saying, hey, where is my spiritual health? Where's my emotional health? And obviously, where is our physical health and making mm-hmm. sure that we're in a safe place? I love that we're talking about this. Again, we are self-admitted, not the experts on narcissism.
No.
We don't pretend to be.
We
have great people we know. And as we've talked about, Dr. Carter, he's one of our favorite people. This is the guy who studies this. So if you're getting just a taste here, we want you to go get fulfilled in a lot of those resources with him.
Mm-hmm.
But next week, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about three other tools that you can use if you're in a relationship, whether that's marriage, co-parenting, or even with your children, where you are dealing with a narcissistic personality disorder.
Yeah.
So guys, can't wait to see you next week. Actually, I won't see you, but you'll hear me
next
week.
Yep.
We'll be back with you. You hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Be blessed in all that you do.